USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Syrian army has sent troops to confront what it calls the Turkish aggression in the northern part of the country, where Kurds are now battling military action by the Turks. The Kurds say they've been abandoned by President Trump. The president has chosen to let Turkey take control of the destabilization of Syria. There could be a surge in fighting as the Turks have brought troops well inside the Syrian border. BBC reporter Alain Mekdoul in Syria says the Islamic State is already escaping from the Kurdish detention centers.
The authorities here say they are already struggling with the resources to hold many thousands of what are among the most dangerous prisoners in the world from the so-called Islamic State group. What they warn is with any further destabilization, many more could escape.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
In Hong Kong, police in riot gear chased down demonstrators who decided not to stage one big protest. Instead, they divided into smaller groups all over the city. Pro-democracy rallies have been going on for months, with Chinese officials growing more impatient. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz tells CBS's Face the Nation he's disappointed the NBA apologized for a tweet that a Houston Rockets official had sent in support of the protesters.
It was really sad to see an American company and indeed a global sports league like the NBA being dragooned into censoring the free speech of American citizens in the interest of big bucks.
A white police officer in Fort Worth, Texas is on administrative leave pending a shooting investigation. A black woman was killed inside her own home when police were called to check out a report by a neighbor that her front door was open. The officer had fired through a screen window, saying he perceived a threat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, denies reports he's being investigated for his ties to Ukraine. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Giuliani telling CNN he's not been contacted by federal investigators and has received no indication that he is under investigation. The New York Times recently reported that federal prosecutors in Manhattan are looking into whether Giuliani broke any lobbying laws in his dealings with Ukraine. President Trump commenting on the reports when he phones into the Justice with Judge Jeanine show on Fox News on Saturday night.
I know nothing about him being under investigation. As somebody said, I heard a report today. I can't imagine it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The price of gas is holding steady. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says prices vary by market.
At the high end of this panel of cities, San Francisco Bay Area is $4.20 per gallon for regular, and Los Angeles, close afterwards, is $4.15. San Francisco Bay Area has a tax inside gasoline, a combined tax of 82 cents per gallon, versus Baton Rouge at the low end of $2.17 and Houston at $2.20. Baton Rouge taxes are just barely over 39 cents per gallon.
She says the national average for regular gas remains at $2.73 a gallon. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.